Hi, I'm Sarah. I am a grateful recovering compulsive eater and restrictor.
Hi, Sarah.
It's good to be here. I was trying to pay attention to the reading because once I read it to get us kicked off, I was like, oh, I know what I want to talk about. And then, like, well, maybe there's a lot of different things to talk about, and I only have 5 minutes, so.
Who's telling me?
You volunteered, and I. Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay. Thank you. I'll try to remember. But anywho, so it's 5 minutes. Thank you. I really like this tradition, and there's so many things I like about being asked to do service. So I like when we all chuckle about the like 13 or 14 years to get the book written. And it's just funny because I think we all have felt this way in a business meeting of it is awesome to get the group conscience, but sometimes there are business meetings that go on and on and on and on and on, and we want to be fair and point of clarification, and then we argue all around and we listen patiently, and then in the end we decide, yeah, we don't want to change it. And it's like, oh my gosh, we just spent a half an hour. But it's really nice because it's when we're not heard that we feel angry about the decision that gets made, or at least I find that in my experience. Maybe in my family of origin, decisions were handed down, and I could go sulk and eat over it in my room or whatever. And at least here, I'm given the chance to voice my opinion, and kind of, if we're all willing to listen patiently to everyone else's opinions, we realize, oh my gosh, there's 1,000 different opinions to have, and how important are any of them really? So, it's really nice to go to business meetings and to be reminded of this tradition and to know that your opinion will be heard no matter what. I really liked what I heard about how a newcomer might assume there's leaders, but they also are, they might be surprised to know that they're allowed to go to the business meeting and vote because the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. And that's really nice because I was just thinking about not to bring politics into it, but what's coming up on Tuesday, and like, is everyone in this country allowed to vote even though it's our right? And it's like, there's some limitations on that, and it's really nice that at least in here we all get to vote no matter what. And that's really nice. It's a responsibility and it's an honor, and I really like that. And I also really like hearing, you know, our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. And, you know, people say it a lot. When you're asked to do service, you just say yes. And I just got asked outside because someone was like, hey, you. She was pointing at me. And I'm like, why are you pointing at me? And she asked, and I was like, oh, okay, fine. And it makes me feel a part of the group, and it makes me feel like I'm working my program to be reading the meeting format and sitting here. And I'm just one among many. I'm another bozo on the bus. Or star in the sky, which is the nicer way I've heard that expression, and I like it a lot because I don't really take the bus that often. But I hate Bozo the Clown. But you know, it's an honor to be asked to do service, but I'm not any more important than anybody, and I really like it, and I love that we are but trusted servants. In another meeting I'm in, I was the group secretary. While we had to move churches, and we decided to not rotate service positions until the move was over, and I was the secretary for 6 months, and I was going insane because we decided to have a business meeting every week until we moved into the new church, and I can't listen and write at the same time, and I kept getting like, I'm doing this wrong. And every meeting, they're just like, you're doing it fine. You're just being the secretary. Like, it really doesn't matter. You're the only one who has to remember what that says next week when you review the notes. And every week I was reassured, like, there's no right way to be group secretary except to do it. And it's okay. And I kept getting reminded every week, like, I am just the person who is the group secretary right now. And it doesn't matter how bad my handwriting is and how flustered I'm getting, because none of them are flustered. They're just glad that I'm group secretary. I think they were really glad, actually, as much as I was getting all flustered and ahead of myself every week. So, you know, I was just the person who volunteered to be secretary, and everybody was okay with it. And I'm grateful that it's we're going to we voted on new positions last week. But it was really nice to be group secretary because, you know, I love all the people in my meeting, just like I love all the people in this meeting. And it's really nice to just be working my program and be sitting in this chair and, you know, reading this meeting format. There was a New York Times Magazine section articles. It's all about meetings and the modern workplace. And there was one, there's an old Smith song called Meat is Murder, like M-E-A-T. And there's an article called Meat, M-E-E-T is Murder. And it was just talking about all these new ways that these new companies are trying to run meetings. And one seems very much like our business meeting where they ask point of clarification and then they let everybody talk and then they review. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. So it just, again, made me grateful for how OA is run. It's more like how OA happens, because we bring in higher power, and we all have our own higher power, which is awesome, and then the group has its own higher power. So maybe in fits and starts, but things work out pretty well. So thank you for letting me be of service tonight.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.